From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Search teams in the Mediterranean are looking for the wreckage of the Egypt Air jet that crashed into the sea Thursday. The plane with 66 people on board was approaching Cairo on a flight from Paris when it disappeared from radar. Egyptian officials say terrorism is a possible cause of the crash. Aviation experts are warning against speculation, though, saying it's too soon to draw conclusions. The Nigerian army says a second schoolgirl kidnapped by Boko Haram militants more than 2 years ago in a raid on her school has been rescued. The first of the girls to be rescued appeared before journalists in the Nigerian capital Abuja on Thursday. Amina Ali said nothing during the news conference, sitting in a chair. She was greeted by Nigeria's President Muhammadu Buhari and other high officials. Taiwan has a new president. Tsai Ing-wen was inaugurated Friday in Taipei as the nation's first female president. Ms. Tsai faces an economy that has fallen into a recession as exports have dropped. China is demanding that the U.S. cease close surveillance along the country's coast following what the Pentagon described as an unsafe encounter between two Chinese fighter jets and a military plane from the U.S. The Pentagon said the two Chinese jets intercepted a U.S. reconnaissance plane on a routine patrol Tuesday in international airspace over the South China Sea. A Chinese foreign ministry spokesman denies the Pentagon's version of what happened, saying the Chinese planes kept at a safe distance, and did not make any dangerous actions. This is VOA News. The shooting of a black suspect by a San Francisco police officer has led to the resignation of the city's police chief. Mayor Ed Lee asked Chief Greg Sir to step down hours after an officer fatally shot a black woman driving a stolen car. Pressure had been mounting for the chief's resignation since a similar incident in December and disclosures of racist emails by several officers. Despite opposition from Israel, the U.S. will attend France-sponsored talks next month in Paris on renewing the Israeli-Palestinian peace process. Secretary of State John Kerry told reporters at NATO headquarters in Brussels Thursday that he will attend the talks. He denied that the lack of progress so far represents an American diplomatic failure.
It's not the failure of the United States or any other country to bring people back to the table. It's the failure of those countries themselves to make the decision to come back to the table.
Kerry said restarting the peace process, or at least keeping a path open to do so, remains a U.S. priority. The U.N. Special Envoy for Syria, Stéphane de Mistura, says no date for the resumption of suspended intra-Syrian peace talks will be fixed until the warring parties agree to a cessation of hostilities and allow humanitarian aid to enter besieged areas. Lisa Schlein reports.
The UN mediator says he is in a hurry to restart the Syria peace talks that were suspended at the end of April. But Stéphane de Mistura says it will not happen until certain conditions are met.
If we don't have the atmosphere conducive for increasing the cessation of hostilities tenure, and we don't get what we've been asking and everyone has been asking, a substantial improvement on humanitarian access, then the credibility of the next round of talks would be in question.
The Syrian opposition's High Negotiations Committee vows not to return to the negotiating table until the fighting stops. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
NATO has officially invited Montenegro to become its 29th member. NATO foreign ministers signed the accession protocol in Brussels Thursday as Montenegrin Prime Minister Milo Jovanovic looked on. Jens Stoltenberg is the head of NATO.
On Saturday, Montenegrins will celebrate 10 years of independence. In those 10 years, Montenegro has come a long way, reforming laws, building institutions, and re-establishing the country's place within the international community.
The move angered Russia, which is already threatening sanctions against Montenegro. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes were down at the close of trade on Thursday. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.